World Bank President Robert Zoellick has warned that Haiti is at a tipping point after a spate of destructive tropical storms, but he offered no immediate debt relief for the chronically impoverished country. Ending a three-day visit, Zoellick pledged long-term help to keep the desperately poor Caribbean nation from falling deeper into crisis, but said the bank will not forgive its share of Haiti's $1.7 billion in foreign debt for at least 7 months. Nearly 800 people were confirmed dead after four devastating storms hit Haiti in August and September, washing out roads and bridges and destroying more than half of the upcoming harvest. The UN's World Food Programme is working in Haiti to assist the food crisis, but WFP Information Officer Hilary Clark says that assistance is still needed.
Certainly for quite a long time, Haiti's going to need a lot of financial help from the international community. These storms have completely wiped out a lot of its infrastructure, which was very, very weak and unsubstantial in the first place. The government estimates that about 3.3 million people in Haiti, that's a third of the population, are now food insecure. The agricultural industry has been 20, 30, 40%. There's no real figures that we can go on, but if you fly over the country, you see that vast swathes of paddy fields, banana plantations, maize, livestock have been lost. It's lost its agriculture. So to think that this is now a done and dusted job and Haiti's back to where it was is cloud cuckoo land. It's just not true.